This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
To another edition of What's On Your Mind. In the week of protests, everybody's protesting. It's the end thing to protest. Unbelievable. Another protest in Fargo planned. And I want to ask the question. For folks in Bismarck last night, just trying to go about their day, cruising down Main Avenue. Whoa, 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 police barricade, can't go down that road. Nope, nope, road's closed. How do people just get to block roads? Todd, if you and I decided we were going to do a protest and, promote the show, kind of,
Oh, you can do a protest.
Get out there among the people.
Can't do anything else. Two words.
Start walking on the road, what would happen?
Water cannon. Solve that problem real quick.
You think they'd give us the water cannon, but not anybody that... I just don't understand it. I mean, here's another example on this protest mania that's going on right now.
And I know I'm mean and heartless and cruel for saying that. Sorry.
Well, the water cannon episode is a little bit of a... What's the word I'm searching for? It tends to revive some ugly moments from the whole Node Apple thing. And,
and China, but Tiananmen, and a number of... I know, I get it.
But I would argue, if I got Drew Wrigley here, and, law enforcement, Paul Laney, former sheriff, Cass County, folks like that, said, okay, water cannon, no water cannon, like, walk me through the decision-making process, right? General Dorman, the others, that water cannon episode saved lives. That saved lives. There were morons out there in freezing conditions, in T-shirts, again, not even knowing what they were protesting. And was it tough taking some water and cold? Yeah, absolutely. But it was a mitigating factor in ending that insanity and ultimately saving lives. That was more public safety.
Never mind the fact that if it weren't for the bridge fire, we may not have had any water dispersion devices like that close.
See, in my mind, this is not hard. It is never okay to protest what you believe is a broken law or a egregious, horrible, awful, whatever. I mean, George Floyd's a prime example. Okay, that guy's arrested, charged with murder. No doubt that's horrific. So people say, okay, I want to speak out against that. Okay, I'm going to go over here and break the law to do it. No different than Node Apple. Illegally encamping on land, breaking every law. And guess what law enforcement did? Well, let's let them go there. I don't know where we're at with the lawsuit against the federal government. We should probably have Wayne Stengem on again to update us on where that's at. Because last I heard, there was some sort of settlement or negotiation discussion going on. But you know why the state of North Dakota is standing there? Because they spent a boatload of money. A lot of people were in harm's way. For what reason? The federal government deciding it didn't want to enforce the law. That's why Node Apple happened. Well, folks, the city of Bismarck had something happen last night, could be equally culpable. And you know what? They all want to talk nice about the First Amendment. We have to let people protest.
Well, speak all you want. That's what the First Amendment is. It doesn't give you the right to tie up traffic.
Thank you. Thank you. Absolutely crazy. I want to talk about what happened at the White House in Lafayette Park because Senator Kevin Cramer was nice enough to share with me some intel that he got from the United States Park Police. And they've since put out a release about this. I've not seen it in any reports. But you remember the peaceful protests that were going on in Lafayette Park?
Mm-hmm.
The peaceful protests? Remember those?
Yep.
Let me tell you about peaceful.
That Trump tear gassed?
Yeah, right. Yeah. So that's the narrative you've been fed by the media. Let me give you the facts. I'll do that in a moment here, but let's find out what's on your mind throughout this, too. We have a busy show. Governor Burgum at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk with the executive director of the Minnesota Licensed Beverage Association about bars and restaurants in Minnesota still not open for indoor dining. Unbelievable. And Andy Murnick from Pipers on the first in-person auction in the post-COVID era. That happened. So that and much more on the program. 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550, or text us with your questions or comments today on the program. Jamie and Bismarck on protesting. What do you want to tell us about protesting, Jamie?
Morning, Scott. I was just going to call in and make a few points yesterday. A friend of mine has a business on Main here in Bismarck, and, you know, since all this rioting and looting has been happening with these protests, I went down and helped protect his business, and just like to say, first of all, I've seen...
Hey, Jamie, I'm sorry to interrupt, but for some reason we have a very odd little glitch in our line here, and so... whenever you talk, it sort of takes over. Just hang on one second here. Daniel, call you right back so we can get a better signal from you. Get your number. You can call us back, whatever's easiest, at 800-228-0550. I want to hear the story. And here he is with a friend that has a business on Main Avenue. Don't know what's going to happen, but I hear they're protesting there, so I'm going to go down there and help protect the business. Would anybody blame a business owner or friends of that business owner for doing exactly that right now?
No.
I mean, given
that... I was getting ready to drive to Fargo, to be honest, because I heard Vinyl Taco and what was going on at JL Bears.
What we've seen on our TV screens, you know? No kidding. Daniel, get, if you would, Jamie back on, and then we'll let him finish that story because I'm fascinated to hear it. I just didn't... Were you hearing what I was hearing? Like that tick, 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 tick?
Yeah,
tick,
yeah. That was driving me crazy, too.
Yeah, exactly. So, Nathan Fargo, what's on your mind, Nate?
Good morning, guys. There is one thing on my mind, and it's a common theme. First of all, I won't tweet about these protests anymore because I'm not going to give it any political clout. Second, if you look on Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, Oprah, Ellen, none of these people are denouncing the riots on their Twitter accounts. It's like they're not even happening. I was just wondering if you had a comment about that.
You're not knock me over with a feather, Nate. I mean, comments.
Let's see if we Scott. You're only on till 11, so try to keep it short if you would.
It doesn't surprise me.
No, that's not surprising at all.
Does not surprise me at all. Hang on, Nate. If you have more to say, I want to give you a chance to do that. But Jamie's back. Jamie, got a better line now. So go ahead and pick up where you left off. You just want to help a friend out, protect his business.
Yeah. So first thing I'd like to say is right afterwards, I saw some videos from the other side claiming when they were interacting with us there that they were getting racial slurs thrown at them. And anybody I was with, I didn't hear one racial slur, but I had some thrown at myself, I will tell you that. You know, these people, they get in your face and they scream, and they just swarmed on you. And I'd like to thank the Bismarck Police Department. These guys did an awesome job.
Amen.
Maintaining that and getting them to move along. So, I mean, if any of you police officers are listening, you guys are awesome. Thank you. And, you know, some biker guys were there, too, and a couple other younger guys. I had no clue who they were, but, I mean, it was a good thing to have them there.
Did you have a sense of where these people are from, what they were about? I mean, are these people you've seen around town before? Who are they?
I tell you what, I've never seen any of them around town. A lot of them were younger. I would say the crowd, you know, most of them were late teens and into their late 20s. And the first time when they come by us, when they started out on the east end of Maine and they came walking by, I mean, most of them were, they didn't really say anything. They had signs, but, you know, then you had some of the agitators there. They were, you know, F-bombing this. They had white boys, you know, you guys have small genitalia because you had guns and, you know, flipping us off and doing all kinds of stuff. When they come back after they were blocked Maine off a couple times and they came back, well, then that's, you know, that's when they were aggressive with us.
Okay, so they came back. And when you say aggressive with you, like approached you guys, came to you and spoiling for a fight kind of, or what?
Yeah, I mean, definitely, if some of them are definitely spoiling for a fight. I mean, if you've ever been in a real fist fight, you can see in somebody's eyes when they want a piece of you, and some of them did. But the other ones were, I mean, they come up and right away just get right in front of you and start screaming at you and you know, calling you names. And it was pretty chaotic for a while, actually. And then, you know, but yeah, they come right up. We stood on my friend's property. And, you know, we just kept telling them, don't, you know, we had no trespassing signs up. Don't come on. You know, but they couldn't resist. And they just come up on us. And went, please, God.
The plates I was seeing were Minnesota, Jamie. I don't know about you, but I saw nothing but Minnesota plates as far as the vehicles that were involved directly.
This protesting my
payroll. Yeah, a girl from Minnesota actually came there right away, and we had to call the police on her. She wouldn't leave, and she was really getting aggressive with some people, so we just had the police come over.
Hang on if you would, Jamie. I have a couple of things. Somebody just send me a photo when I ask you about from the counter protesters when we come back.
Everybody knows two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ram Jack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
We're Tioga Chamber of Commerce, and we want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. Tioga's average yearly household income of over $73,000 a year supports nearly 140 area businesses. Tioga is a driver and innovator in local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Festival. Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. If you're looking for great opportunities, please visit us in Tioga and experience a great point of view. Or for more information, visit TiogaND.org.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Serve USA, helping America fuel better, and you know what? You get a great meal, too. It is Wednesday. I'm thinking Swedish meatballs today. I don't know what you guys think, but that sounds pretty good.
Oh, I love that.
Or maybe lasagna. Or maybe the breakfast tater tot hot dish. Or the Swedish meatballs. Oh, my gosh. There's the lineup for today, folks. Every day, whether it's chicken marinara or chicken pot pie or lasagna or chicken fettuccine or cheesy scalloped potatoes or the meatloaf dinner or sloppy joes, they just put out the best spread at Petro Serve USA. Stop and see them. 4 for $4 deals all day, every day. Pizza, 2 cookies, 20-ounce drink, 4 items, $4. And the lunch specials, by the way, all come with 2 sides and a bun, too, so that's a great deal. And all month, here in June, some great deals that include buying a couple of Mountain Dews and getting one free. That's a good deal. Really good deal. 6 for $10 on the Roma pizzas. 3 for $7.50 on the Red Bull energy drinks. 3 for $7.50. And today you buy 2 fresh baked cookies, you get a 3rd free. So there you go. Petro Serve USA, tell them Scott sent you. Jamie is here. Jamie from Bismarck called to tell us a little bit about his interaction with the protesters last night, helping a friend out just defend his business on Main Avenue. Nice neighborly thing to do. And all of a sudden, protesters decide to swing back, and things were winding down. They're on their way back the other way on Main, and they start talking tough. Yeah. I was sent a picture here. It says, counter-protesters spotted in Bismarck during protest today, and it is a Chevy something or another, like a sedan, with a Nazi flag. Mm-hmm. Did you see somebody with a Nazi flag last night in the counter protesters?
I don't know if he was a counter protest. We saw it, but we're thinking like, it's probably them guys just putting that out there to try and make us look bad or something. You know, we did see it once or twice. There was actually a guy on a bicycle too.
That guy was a bit of an agitator. I saw that guy.
Yeah, well, he came over. He was by us, and then Todd can tell you what his sign said, but I told him, I said, dude, either you're crazy or you're the toughest person in Burley County, one of the two, because there's no way I'd drove around with something that stupid. I'm like, yeah. And he tried to hang out by us, and we're like, hey, get away from us. We don't want nothing to do with anything. We don't, you know, we're not on board with what your sign says, buddy. So.
Good.
Awesome. Yeah.
That is. How many would you say were in the category of counter protester? What percentage of the crowd was there to say, hey, this is not, you're not going to do this stuff in Bismarck?
Well, where we were, I would say just initially, we probably had like, in the parking lot we were in by the business, we had probably 7 or 8 of us. And then, you know, some of the bikers from the Corral Bar came down, like I told you. I don't think there was 4 of them guys that came over and helped us out, but I don't know, when that crowd came back, altogether, that to me, it looked like, you know, I've been to some rallies and stuff. When they first started out and started moving it before they split up, it looked like there probably was 300 protesters. And just by looking at them, in my mind, what we were discussing, I would say 2/3 of them were probably people, you know, and then the other 1/3 kind of was a mix. A lot of them had standing, they were Native Americans, a lot of them had Standing Rock stuff, and then the remainder of them were like, you know, look like, you know, Hispanics, and there was a small fraction of them were black people, in my opinion.
Interesting. Anything else you want to tell us about last night? An interaction?
I didn't think I'd be doing something that crazy when I was 50 years old, but, you know, you got to get out and do something and let these people know that I didn't want it to end up like Minneapolis here. I didn't want to see our town destroyed. You know, we don't need that crap here.
We just went through that with Dapple not that long ago, and yeah, we don't need a repeat.
Yeah,
By the way, thanks for not reading on the air what that sign said, because that wouldn't have been too good.
I'm anxious to hear you, Jamie. Just finish your thought on you know, why you did what you did. And, you know, what you'd like others to do.
I just didn't want to see our town destroyed and my friend's business destroyed. And I wasn't there looking for a fight. I was just like anybody else that I was there with. We were just strictly there to, you know, to stop them from getting out. I mean, we've seen what happened. They can get out of hand and start breaking windows, destroying stuff and, you know, beating people up and killing people. I didn't want to see that happen here. And the only thing that I would say is if they ever come back, I sure wish a lot more people from Bismarck, we don't want that happening, would get out on the street and sidewalk and do the same thing we were doing. I did see people there, but I mean, we were greatly out. We went and drove around after they passed us. I mean, we were still far outnumbered by the protesters. I mean,
you know what? Well, we need to get to the bottom of this. I have no doubt in every fiber of my being that a good chunk of those people were there in an organized fashion. They heard about a well-intentioned effort by some folks and said, let's get there. And I don't doubt somebody's paying for their gas. I don't doubt somebody's saying, here's cash if you need to be bailed out. We need a follow-the-money RICO enterprise. And you know what? The federal government ought to do it now because of how crazy this is getting to disrupting so many things. It ought to be a federal investigation into this. To get to the bottom of it. No DAPL, we know it was happening. As long as that lasted, it was very obvious that was not organic, not a small thing, and being funded by much larger organizers. Energy Transfer Partners, you know, funded a lawsuit against Earth Justice and others that were paying for it, and that's still playing out in the courts. But we need to know. This is ridiculous, and I think law enforcement ought to stop being nice. Okay, it's okay to be proper and treat people with respect that have differing viewpoints. I get that, but nice is saying, "Oh, you want to protest? Okay, go on the street, go on the street."
Yeah, I didn't. We kind of asked them about that, you know, on the street, and I mean, like I said, these police officers were consummate professionals, and these guys were great. They said they just wanted to, you know, let them do their thing, get them out of here. You know, they know they shouldn't have been on the street. But, you know, he said as long as they weren't doing nothing, they were going to let them do it. You know, I'm hoping they come up with a better plan next time because they did block the street. I mean, block traffic, which was annoying.
Yeah, but what we're doing here is we're putting good law enforsement
people. Keep doing this.
Exactly. Yeah, and every time do it is one stupid decision away from a dead cop. And that's ridiculous. I mean, we're very, very lucky we haven't had that, either DAPL or, you know, Fargo or, you know, Bismarck last night or whatever, but it's time to be smart about this. Again, ridiculous. Jamie, you're a patriot of patriots. Thanks for sharing a little bit of the story.
Thank
you. And
you
bet. Take care.
You're a patriot yourself, my friend. Thanks for having your show. I appreciate you.
God bless you. Nate and Fargo, let's let you get your two cents in here. We didn't quite finish because we had to go back to Jamie. What else did you want to say, Nate?
Okay, that's okay. Yeah, the common theme is if you look at a lot of these political people in Congress, none of them are denouncing. They're not even bringing up that there was any destruction being done. You go back, it looks like a lot of them deleted their tweets talking about it. I mean, LeBron James, Oprah, Ellen, none of them are even bringing it up. Another thing, I did some interviews. I did 60 interviews downtown during our protests. I got so many videos. And the common theme was, I'm from Phoenix, I'm from California. One guy was from Columbia, the country, Chicago, Atlanta, Wisconsin.
Wow.
And I'm going to send you those
Please
videos.
Do.
I'll text them to you. And then another thing, too, is that the Black Lives Matter ladies who were coordinating the event all day are the ones who
were
coordinating the attacks at night.
Clipboards the whole thing. Thanks, Nate. Appreciate that. Do text that, please. More coming up. So it looks like the summer of 2020 might be just a bit different than we thought, right? Well, head on in to see Vince at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, to make something better out of it. Every day made better, like Hot Spring Spas. Like all the fun they have, the game tables, and guess what? The saunas. More and more research out about saunas and how healthy they are for you. Kill everything bad. Get in that sauna. Just clear your head. And you know what? With everything canceled this year, what a perfect summer to own your very own splash super pool. It's made in the USA. It's very easy to own. You'll have it for many years to come. The best swimming pool made. Sets up in less than an hour. Your very own swimming pool can be yours for as little as $90 a month or take advantage of 12 months, no interest, no payments. Take one home today. Swim tomorrow. Make your home the place to be this summer with a splash pool. From Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 in Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks. Online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
8 days after the death of George Floyd, while in Minneapolis police custody, protests last night in cities around the country stayed largely peaceful. This is the sound of protesters outside Trump Tower in New York City last evening. There were stricter curfews in many cities and still less rioting than in previous nights. President Trump says he will move this year's GOP convention from Charlotte, North Carolina, to another venue where a normal full-capacity convention can be held. That after North Carolina's Democratic Governor Roy Cooper said again last night that he can't guarantee the August event plan for Charlotte would be at full capacity because of the coronavirus. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
To get to the, you know,
he does
toe tapping part of
the ramp.
You know, this is it. Yeah, I got the smaller kind of sleepy kind of. Yeah. Hey, our friends at Pipers are doing auctions in person again. First one was last night of the post COVID era. We'll talk with Andy Murdock about that auction coming up on the program. Stay tuned for that. We're also brought to you in part today by our friends at Pucklich. North Dakota's home for Chevy. Every Wednesday, they give us a great set of wheels to tell you about. This one is a 2017 GMC Acadia SLT. Only 10,000 miles on this. So it's, what, 3 years old, but it only has 10,000 miles on it, folks. It's like a brand new vehicle. They had it priced about $28,000, but it's on sale today for $26,899. But you have to tell them you heard about it on the radio from Scott. Scott sent me. Sharp, too. Dark cherry color, leather seats, heated seats, black leather interior, backup camera, all-wheel drive, seven-passenger seating. Brand new, this is over $50,000. So that's like half price right now with only 11,000 miles on it. I can't even believe it. PucklichValleyCity.com to find out more. Call 800-401-4352. Every week these sell, so you better hurry on this one. It'll be gone. Puckle Chevy Buick GMC, where they say, you drive, we'll ride with you. And Puckle's with a beautiful store in Bismarck, North Dakota's home for Chevy.
That is exactly the same car my mother-in-law drives, and she loves it.
There you go.
Same color and everything.
Governor Doug Burgum joins us on our Newsmaker line. Welcome back, Governor.
Thank August.
Thanks for the time. We appreciate it. Governor, can you hear me?
I can.
Welcome back. How are you?
Good morning, Scott.
I have to first ask you about yesterday and an event that in any other sort of news cycle, I guess for lack of a better term, would have been, you know, a national story. And in a week full of protests coming off, you know, obviously a national health emergency and an international pandemic, didn't necessarily get the attention that it should have, but the funeral yesterday that you participated in and spoke at, pretty extraordinary. Tell us your thoughts on yesterday's event, laying Cody Holte to rest in Grand Forks.
Well, this is the thing as a governor that you hope you never have to do, and it's the second time in 3.5 years that I've attended a funeral for a fallen officer, and they're certainly moving events filled with dignity and honor. But Cody Holte, who was a young father, beautiful wife Mandy, 11-month-old son Gunner, but he's also an uncle, a cousin, a nephew, a grandson, a son. And this is you got a twin brother, Brady. Both of them served in the Army. Both of them serve in law enforcement. His brother, twin brother Brady, serves in the Fargo Police Department. So a family with all the right values and all the right, all the right commitment, to serving the public. And he was, very simply just said it was so pure and so simple. He told a lot of people in his life, he goes, I serve so that other people will feel protected. And this is a guy, when people run from danger, he ran into an apartment where a guy had an automatic weapon and people had already been killed and injured. And he's the guy that ran in there, and we'll never know how many lives he saved in that building by his courageous action. But I think that that's against this backdrop, as you say, of national civil unrest. It's someone who's taken the oath to serve and protect with dignity and respect. I mean, with those two words, with dignity and respect. I mean, serving now in the way that Cody Holte served is more important than ever, that we hold high his honor and his memory, because he really represents the very best of the thousands of men and women in North Dakota. Many were there yesterday in uniform, people that donned their uniforms, whether it's a police uniform or a firefighter uniform or a first responder uniform, or whether it's a military uniform, because he was also still serving as an officer in North Dakota National Guard. But they go out every day and they serve and protect, and they do that with respect and dignity, and they fulfill their oaths, they complete their missions, and we've seen that at DAPL. We saw it in Fargo during the riots, and we saw it last week with Cody, and it just makes you it's moving, and it helps remind us what's great about North Dakota is individuals like Cody Holte, because they represent the very best of all of us.
And it's a sad reality and a wake-up call for all of us, the kind of peril these people face defending us day in and day out. I kind of feel like we're needlessly putting our own law enforcement in peril with some of these protests as well, because we want to be respectful of people that have differing opinions. So we say, okay, take over the street, take over downtown, go ahead, there you go, and then need to defend them. But thankfully, we have a different mindset in North Dakota. We saw that with your leadership and how the Dakota Access Pipeline situation was resolved without any loss of life, thankfully. But boy, it could have gone the other way very quickly. And certainly, I think the response in North Dakota to this first wave of protests following the George Floyd, situation in North Dakota was very different than Minnesota, where they took days to involve the National Guard, and you took minutes to involve them here. Talk about the North Dakota way, if you will, on this, and what do you think needs to be done in other places related to dealing with these very, very dangerous protests?
Well, I think the first thing we need to understand is there's just like there was at DAPL, DAPL started out as, peaceful and prayerful, and then it got co-opted by, a toxic cocktail of outside forces that were, completely not related to, North Dakota or the issues at hand. It doesn't mean that there, aren't, deep underlying multi-generational grievances that we need to address, but they're in this world today. I mean, one of the ways to grab the attention and grab media and drive change, and I think people are, it's an election year, and so there's at the national level, presidential election year, people are trying to use these as a way to drive potential administration changes. So I think there's this underlying deep grievances and stuff that we've got to address. We've got to get in and listen with humility and curiosity to understand the underlying things. But we also need to understand in Fargo what happened on Saturday night was not being led by people from Fargo, and it wasn't being led by the people that organized the peaceful march in the morning. I mean, that went off without a hitch. The thing that happened on Saturday warning. But, I mean, we know that that thing on Saturday night, both from talking to people on the ground, talking, I was there, I was out on the streets at 2 in the morning after concluded talking to our, you know, brave men and women who are on the front lines. People have been hit in the head with rocks, big rocks, you know, being thrown at them. People that were, you know, down in the middle of that. And we know that the people that were helping organize and foment that the illegal activity in that were people that had, you know, sophisticated two-way walkie-talkies. They had scouts on rooftops. They had pre-planned where they wanted to stage it, where they had the most exit routes. They were, you know, organizing people in the crowd. There was, you know, we had our highway patrol, you know, almost a third of our highway patrol had been pulled in, even ahead of the National Guard to be there to support local law enforcement. They were doing, you know, checking on license plates of the cars that were blocking legally. And I guess, you know, we shouldn't be surprised because we saw this before, but, you know, license plates were plates that were stolen off of car lots in Fargo. So people come to town, steal license plates, put them on a vehicle that may have been stolen, and do that. So, you know, this is a highly organized group that's trying to co-opt, you know, local, you know, a local legitimate exercise of free speech, which we all stand for in this country. We stand for the right to assemble, but we need to understand. So when you understand who's your competitor, then you have to understand, you know, how you work against that. And again, I'm kudos to Cass County Sheriff, Fargo Police, West Fargo Police, and all the people that work there, because great outcome. No buildings burned, no serious injuries on Saturday night, and you know that's a huge far cry from what's happened in other cities. So again, the North Dakota way, as you say, worked really well. But if it comes back, we have to be even smarter, because part of what they're trying to attack, the actual surface area they're trying to attack is our police itself. I mean, whether it's a police line or a police car or a police building, when you look around the country, that's where they're trying to inflict the damage as part of the message they're driving. And so that, you know, requires when, you know, competitors have, a goal, then we've got to make sure that we're adapting to that, because there's the battle that's being fought on the ground, but there's also the information battle that's being fought afterwards, and all of that, you know, interaction that's going on between the, you know, the front line of these professional protesters and the people that planned the riot. What they're really trying to get is, they're not trying to break a window. What they're trying to get is a reaction from one of our law enforcement that they can post online that would then fit their narrative of excessive force by police. And then that's what's used to raise money and fundraising online. And so again, kudos, part of the sophistication of the North Dakota way is you can't find anything online of any misbehavior or anything that, even when it's tightly edited, would look like it was something where our police force and sheriff's department and other responders acted with anything but professionalism and restraint. And that's a hard goal when people are, you know, throwing water bottles and rocks at you to stay restrained in that situation. But, you know, that's the other victory. It wasn't just the one on the ground. We had a victory in terms of not giving them what they wanted, in terms of their 15-second clip that they could use to go raise millions of dollars on GoFundMe accounts for their cause.
Oh, man alive. And I don't think people, understand the level of detail it takes to pull that off. When you talk about the sophistication of this and Black Lives Matter, and by the way, we had a fellow just call before, Nate from Fargo, who has video of interviews with, what do you say, 40, 50, 60 protesters. He talked specifically about the people you're talking about that were organizing this, that were part of the peaceful protest, you know, saying, hey, we're peaceful, and we're directing people what to do. They changed clothes, and they're in their, you know, kind of protest riot gear at night, trying to get exactly what you're talking about to happen. I mean, that's a criminal enterprise that we're up against. So, you know, how do we protect against that? We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. Governor Doug Burgum with us on What's on Your Mind.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors. Up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
We've got Brian in studio from Collins and Kronk Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire if there's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins and Kronk does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives or the good times, as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins & Kronk can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins & Kronk in Fargo today. 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
What's on your mind? Governor Doug Burgum, our guest till the top of the hour. By the way, thank you to our friends at MyPillow for being a sponsor of this program. They keep us going, so your support of them keeps us on the air. Remember that. And Mike Lindell, I mean, he'd give you the best pillow on the planet, and you're going to get a great night's sleep. But you could change your life, and you could change the life of someone that is struggling with addiction by buying Mike's book. Because you could say, look, if a crack addict can become the CEO of a world-famous pillow company, anything can happen. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Buy the book, you get a $25 gift card from MyPillow. What a deal that is. And they also have masks now, by the way. You know, they shut down the plant, basically, and made masks for hospitals, gave it to the hospitals for free. 210 thread count, double-layered, latex-free elastic strips, 100% cotton, reusable in white. You get a package of 20 of those for $59.99 when you use the promo code SCOTT. MyPillow.com or call them at 800-506-9028. A few minutes left with Governor Burgum, and I want to go rapid fire on some issues. First of all, Governor, I get the First Amendment more than anybody. I've made my life using the First Amendment on the radio sharing my opinion, so I revere it. But I also believe when we can't have a graduation because we're concerned about a national health concern and a global pandemic, and these people can come in and get a permit to protest, that's wrong. To be able to shut down streets, that's wrong. They shut down Main Avenue, as you probably well know, in Bismarck last night. I don't know why we allow that. I mean, is there a way we can say, look, we'll talk to you about your First Amendment right when we're done with this national pandemic. If we're not going to allow graduations, we're not going to allow your protests. Can we do that?
Well, I think it's a very, very challenging thing whenever you're taking on free speech and the right to assemble. And I also, again, as we were talking about before the break, the people that you would use to try to move somebody off the street are exactly the people that they want to have engaged. They want to have a police skirmish line come and try to move them, because then that gives them this optic that they're looking for. It gives them the video, gives them everything. So it's a challenging time right now when all of this is being played out, both on the, on the ground and in the information wars, because the whole objective, of course, is to do something that requires a police reaction so that it can fit their narrative of excessive force by law enforcement. So it's a challenging time. So I really credit the great job that people are doing here in North Dakota, and I think that one of the ways that we keep the planned professional riders out of North Dakota is they know that if they come here, they know we're going to uphold the rule of law, but we also know we're going to do it in a way where they don't get what they're really looking for, which is some video they can exploit for fundraising and to help advance their cause. And so if we can keep finding that balance, they'll decide to go someplace else. And because if we don't have the rule of law, then we don't have any of the freedoms that we have that we cherish in this country. And so we have to uphold the rule of law.
We only have a couple minutes left, so I just want to do a minute on each of these topics, if we can, quick. Both important, COVID and the transition to phase three. When do you see that coming? And if can it come sooner in the rest of North Dakota versus Cass County, where if there is a concern remaining, it's Cass County, but the rest of North Dakota is in a very, very different place. I'm sensing a lot of frustration from people saying, why are we suffering the sins of Cass County in McKenzie County? What would you tell folks about that?
Well, I would say stay tuned. I think, this afternoon at our press briefing, we're going to have some very good news to report relative to the numbers. And so we're, making incredible progress in long-term care, which is one of our concerns. I mean, how do we fully open up the economy and protect our most vulnerable? That your own team, Chris Larson's been part of that. So making great progress on there. We'll have some updates on that. And on Friday, we'll have some updates on where we're going in terms of further opening up. But I'd say again, we're having great progress in what we're seeing. But between the gatherings that you're talking about, I hope that we're not going to get a flare up in numbers in some of these cities where there have been the gatherings and the whatever, and we're going to have to see. But that's why we've got to make sure we keep doing keep doing the testing that we're doing. And it's been interesting. I heard one of the governor was actually, they were offering free tests for protesters, free COVID tests. It seems odd, but it might not actually be a bad strategy. We've talked about whether we should offer it, where people gather, whether it's in bars or other places, in addition to long-term care, just to do the sentinel testing, because we can get out there and find out that we're relatively free of it. Then we can keep accelerating opening things up. We've got a lot of a lot of great work going on that front, too, but more on that this afternoon at the 3:30 briefing.
All right, 30 seconds for this answer. The Interior Department has issued an opinion in May, and I'm just seeing reporting on it now, but it's a big decision and a big win for the decision over who owns the lake bed mineral rights. You have previously offered some kind of a settlement there. Now three affiliated tribes, MHA Nation, is upset about this decision. Do you think this will prompt a settlement now?
Well, the key here is to make sure we understand it is the minerals under the lake belong to the tribe. It's the minerals under the historic river channel that was the channel at the time of statehood that the Department of Interior has issued an opinion belong to the state, which the state has always asserted since statehood. This, you know, creates an opportunity for us to keep doing what we're doing. Is we'll collaborate with the tribe and figure out how together we can develop the minerals in our state for the benefit of all citizens, tribal members, non-tribal members. And we've got a very positive working relationship with MHA, and I hope that we can keep that dialogue.
Yeah, and Byron Dorgan is needing some education on this, too. But anyway, Governor, thanks so much.
Thompson,
appreciate it.
Go. Helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
For years, Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight
free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.